Henry done his best to supply the wood part. They had to haul that wood for quite a few miles with team and wagon. And then when we got to where we could buy coal and haul coal in, why, we hauled in coal.
I see. Now, did you ever have a fireplace?
Mm-mm.
Does this house have a fireplace? Oh, well, then we'll have to pretend.
No fireplace.
We'll have to pretend then to
okay.
get a couple of these. What's that thing that's above the fireplace?
The mantle.
Okay. And the thing that the smoke goes up out of?
Chimney.
All right. And the flat portion right in front of the fireplace is called the...
You got me there.
Have you ever heard of the hearth?
Hearth, yeah.
Okay. And what are those things that they use to hold the logs?
Andirons.
That's what you call them? That's great.
Mm.
You're the first person I've talked to that knows that. Do they ever call them anything else? Do they ever call them dogs or anything like that?
Well, hounds, maybe.
Hounds, okay.
Mm.
Right. And what would they call a big piece of wood you would put in the...
Fireplace log.
Okay. And, let's see. The opposite of front is...
Opposite of what?
Of front would be...
Would be the back.
Okay.
Where the chimney is.
I see. Okay. How would you start a fire, even, I guess, in the stove you use? What would you start out with?
Well, you start out with newspaper. And fine shavings. Fine splinters. And then larger log, larger board, larger wood, and larger wood till it gets big enough fire to make a big log.
Dad, did you ever call that kindling?
Yeah.
The small wood? That's what you would call it?
Kindling.
Uh-huh. I see. And what would you call the stuff that would get stuck up in the chimney or the...
Soot. I've had lots of that dumped down my neck.
Okay. And the white stuff that's left at the bottom?
Ashes.
All right. Now, do you remember storage places? Were there places where you could store clothing in that house?
I remember us four girls had a box apiece that we put our clothing in and shoved it under the bed. There wasn't no closets that I can recall.
Not at all. Were there storage rooms outside, or was there a place underground to store things?
Well, there was a cellar for vegetables and canned foods, but it wasn't under the house.
I see. Okay. And was there a place above the house for storage at all?
Not that I know of. There wasn't no attic.
Uh-huh. I see. So how big was the house at all?
I have no idea how big it was. I just barely remember the three rooms.
And over the top of it, it was a...
Roof.
Okay. And you mentioned you can hardly remember that. How many houses have you lived in?
Well, the ranch, and when we moved to Claremont to go to school, we lived in that old brown shack right down yonder.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got married, we moved to... We lived in a converted workshop. Converted the workshop into living quarters. Didn't even have a door between the bedroom and the living room. We went out and around. Most of these times it was just toilet for bathroom. And then we bought a place out there next to Dad's. It had a little four-bedroom house on it.